You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria.
Maria.
Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my show. I'm Maria. AskMariaNow.info, and my contact number is 640-208-1014. And if you don't know me, I am an intuitive strategic consultant, which means that I would give you insight and clarity on how to navigate through situations in your life that may be bothering you, or something you want to know, or where you're going, where you're not going. You know, who, what, and where. We could do it any way you like. I'm available. You can call me and book an appointment with me, or you can go to my webpage, which is AskMariaNow.info. And I look forward to helping you, and I look forward to giving you guidance and solutions to a lot of things that could be going into your life. So tonight I'm going to be talking to this person. It came to me early. I always meditate before I come on here. And I'm reaching out to that person who is young. You're in your early 20s. I want to say, I was picking up a lot of water energy around you. So you could be a water sign, or you could have a rising or a moon. And I feel you're really emotional tonight. And basically you do feel emotions. You're really intuitive yourself, but I don't think you recognize it as that. And I feel you have a hard time when your emotions just take over you. But what my message is to you tonight, because I know you're out there, is that right now you're feeling like everything stopped moving. You just at a standstill. Like you're looking around and going like, what happened? Your relationship has fallen apart. It has come to an ending. Your finances, you're a little nervous. You're short of money. You're trying to make changes, going on a different career path. I feel some education involved. So you may go back to school to learn a couple of things. And that's getting you nervous too. But that's going to be okay, I want you to know. And I feel that you've tried to reach out for some solutions and you're just feeling like every door that you're knocking on is closed. So I feel you really upset tonight, and I don't want that for you. I'm going to tell you that when I look closely into your situation, I felt strongly that this is not the end of your story. You're very young. You have a whole life ahead, and you're in an uncomfortable space right now between endings and new beginnings. I also feel that someone from your past, and not the one that you, the relationship that just fell apart, is going to try to reach back out to you, because I feel this person found out you became available again. And you actually are not going to fall for it. You're just going to move past it. You actually do need the time to take a breath right now. So with that being said, I feel different opportunities coming to you around October, the end of October, going into November. And it's going to restore your confidence and put you back in control of your life. I also feel that you're going to receive this unexpected job opportunity too, that is a better money and greater freedom and a new fresh start. So I just want to give a little high note on the end of this that I was getting. And I want you to know, honey, that realizing that sometimes God removes things because it starts holding us back. Sometimes that heavy weight of a relationship or finances or whatever's going on, God just takes him out of the way. So it feels like a loss at this time, but it's definitely a step to something better. So I hope you heard my message tonight, and I hope that this helped you. And, you know, have faith in God. Always put everything in God's hand and trust the fact that you will rise above all these challenges. You're really young. You're a beautiful, young, sensitive soul. And respect your moments and honor your moments where you need to cry and get it out, and then march on, right? Be a little warrior. All right, sweetheart, that's the message I got for you tonight. I hope it resonates. I know you're out there, so I hope this helped, all right? Okay, so now I'm ready for my live call. Who am I speaking with?
Melinda.
Hi, Melinda. How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm good, sweetheart. How can I help?
I've just been feeling just like stuck and like everything going wrong. And I'm just like, do I have anything positive coming my way?
Right. What's your birthday? Oh, yeah. No, we stopped.
July 5th.
We have to look for it. What is it, sweetheart? I'm sorry.
Oh, July 5th.
So you're a Cancer lady. Ah, sounds just like the lady I was reading for, right? It just sounded like the lady I was reading for. So, right? It sounded very familiar. If it resonates with you, maybe you are the lady that I was picking up that strong energy with. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's see. So you are very, very sensitive, and you have been doing a lot of thinking, like, you know, asking yourself and going within yourself on what you really want. It is time to let go of a situation that you're in right now. And even though it may be hard for you to walk away from it, or there's something that's not resonating too much anymore with you, it's really time to do an evaluation in your life. So I do feel that's one part of it. The next thing I get is that you're feeling a little off balance. Like, I feel like, you know, you don't have the patience. You don't feel determined anymore. There's a lot of setbacks that you're feeling. I don't want you to feel like that. I mean, well, let me rephrase that. It's not that I don't honor your feelings, because we have to always honor our feelings, but I want you to know that's not the road. So what's ending, or what's something that you wanted ended right now? What's the thing you want to walk away from?
Oh my gosh. I don't know yet.
You don't know yet, but there's a couple of things that you're determining what you want, what you don't want, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You will make that decision before this month ends. You'll have a couple of decisions coming up for you very shortly, and you'll decide which one you want to end or not. I also feel, what's going on with your money situation that you determined to change something?
I need to quit spending so much.
You need a what, honey?
I need to quit spending so much.
Okay. Well, that's going to make some
changes. I have my family's house that I inherited that I'm stuck with right now, that I'm trying to sell.
That will sell. I see money coming to you. So that will sell. Do you have a little bit of work to do in that? Is there a little bit of work that has to be done to that?
It's a lot. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, I do feel you're going to sell it. That sale comes over the next 6 months. So don't get so worried. You'll get some help in there. And, you know, sometimes you could sell it a certain way, but somebody has an interest, will have an interest in that property very shortly. So I don't want you to feel like you're stuck. You're not going to be stuck, but that money will be better for you. And situations are going to start opening up for you. So I do feel that you have that also coming to you. Is there anything specific before we get cut off that you would love to know tonight? Like, what made you want to have a reading tonight? What did you really want to know?
Oh my gosh.
That's take your time, sweetheart. I want to make sure you leave with some kind of answer that I might not pick up on, or I don't see, or there's something you want to ask me.
I mean, that was pretty much, I'm just feel like I've just been, you know, same old thing every day, just trying to, if I'm going to move forward at all in life.
Oh, you're definitely going to move forward, honey. Don't ever. We stay stuck for a little while as a learning lesson, right? It's never a punishment.
Yeah.
There's always light, and there's always another door to be open. And I feel, especially when the house sells, you could have a better direction. And right now, you're consumed with that. You're worried about your finances, and you're worried about all that. But that's going to be over. sooner than you think. I think that you, even though the house might need a lot of work, I still, what I'm saying is that you will have the opportunity for someone who's really interested in it, even at a low price, but something that you're still going to be lucrative, a nice profit in it for yourself. And then I do feel that you will move on. There's going to be other opportunities for you. I also feel you may change residence yourself. If you're not living in a house, I do see a change of residence coming for you. So that's another thing that you have. And even though it might be a little bit of a struggle now, don't lose faith. Do not lose faith, because that's going to, once you see the steps start falling in and falling, even though we get knocked down a couple of times, I want you to know that there's always a ray of light pulling us back up. I don't want you to feel like you're so worried. Don't be worried. Just trust God and let it, let go and let God. There's a lot of things I believe in. And just look at the right, pick the right contract. I think there's going to be two people that are going to want to help you. One comes in with a little bit, I would just be very careful what you sign if you're having anybody help you. Just make sure that it's exactly what you want and it's not something that they threw in, or you make sure this is the complete job. Make sure that these things are put into a contract if people are helping you, honey.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate it. That makes me feel better.
Yes, don't worry, all right? Could always reach me, like I said, 640-208-1014 if you have any other questions that you'd like to hear about, all right? And don't be confused and be happy.
Thank you.
Right? Be very happy, sweetheart.
That sounds good.
Okay, good, honey. Nice meeting you. It was a pleasure.
Nice meeting you. Bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie. And this is what I love to do. This is what I love to give people a little kick in the butt and let them move on, because life, yes, we all get knocked down. We all do. Every one of us is going to get it. But you always have to remember there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And I want everybody to remember that in your hardest time, in your darkest times, just sit and just look at something beautiful outside the window and just thank God for whatever we have. It could always be worse. I will see you all next week, everyone. Have a great evening. Bye.